Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth, there was a story that Brooks Brothers, it's a men's clothier in New York City, has filed for bankruptcy. And it's the oldest men's retailer in the United States. I remember going into a store in Philadelphia called the Boyd store, B-O-Y-D. And that's where, that was a men's store. And that's when, if you worked at a job that required a suit, you know, you dressed appropriately. Well, I don't know how the Boyd store is doing in Philadelphia, but Brooks Brothers, which would be a similar type clothier for men, is bankrupt. And so are a lot of other clothiers. And the reason I'm saying this is we used to try to look professional when we went to work. Now, not so much. If we have work to go to. And this is just one more sign, one more dot that you can connect of the collapse. We're going down, and I really believe that we're gonna be continuing to go down for a couple decades. I don't think there's any turning this around quickly. Now the government has said, "Oh yeah, you know, prosperity is right around the corner." Well, they said that in 1929 as well, and prosperity was around the corner in 1946. That's how long it took, right after World War II. So I just wanted to mention that, you know, there's so many signs right in front of our faces that this thing is big and we're going down. We're talking about locking down of apartment buildings. We're talking about locking down of states. We're talking about no movement in, no movement out. We're talking, how does that work with truck drivers who are hauling products like food into New Jersey when New Jersey says, now, you know, if you're coming from one of these states that we think is infected, you can't come in. How's that work? I don't think it works too well. Truck drivers are considered persona non grata because, well, you know, they travel from place to place to place, and everybody knows they must be a carrier, right? So truck drivers are feeling the heat. People who wear masks are feeling the heat. People who don't wear masks are feeling the heat. It's like everybody against everybody. And I still have not changed my thoughts on the corona panic one iota. I have not. I believe there are people who are infected, and I believe they are carriers, and they don't even know they're carriers. They're infecting other people. People need to be conscious of their actions. And you look at these generally dumb young people who are reveling, and they are going to beaches, anywhere they can go to get out. And they even say, if they're infected, they don't care. And if they infect other people, they don't care. I got to tell you, yeah, a lot of people are surviving it, but it's no fun. I don't know anybody who says, you know what, I had a really bad cold, but it's okay. It was fun. People used to complain about getting the cold. They'd be down for 3, 4, 5 days. They hated it. And it was just the common cold. Not very many people died from the common cold. But it was miserable going through that experience. This thing can leave you brain and organ damage. I'm talking about COVID-19. And yet, I still hear people saying, It's a fake, it's fraud, and to use their term, BS. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The supply, it has destroyed the supply chain. I wanted to make mention of one thing before we continue. Glenn, we've got Mike in Colorado on hold. How many of you are dependent on air conditioning systems for your survival? We are looking at a very, very hot summer. The reports that I'm reading are telling me that it's going to be a heat wave, and it's going to be really, really brutal. And I believe it, because what I see here at the farm, the land on our farm has turned into concrete. It's dry. It's cracking. And without water, the plants are dying. I think the trees are going to start losing their leaves soon because of the lack of water, lack of rain. So that brings me to air conditioning. So if you have a central air conditioning unit and it quits, what are you going to do? Do you have a basement? Do you live in a place where it doesn't get very warm? Or do you live in an area that without air conditioning, you're just going to die in the summer? What are you going to do? I have a suggestion, but I think the grid's going to be unstable. Now, I could be wrong. I could be absolutely wrong. So don't do anything because I mentioned it. Do your own research, please. Don't believe anything anyone says, including me. But here's the thought. If you think the grid is going to go down, and if you are dependent on air conditioning, and if you have no place else to go, and if you don't have a basement that's cool, you may decide that you want to get a window unit and isolate yourself to a specific room, like 5,000 BTUs, 4,000 BTUs. And that might be a pretty good way to go, as long as you have electricity. But what if you don't? Then you're going to need a generator, because it's really difficult to run an air conditioner on solar power. I don't care what anybody says. It really is difficult, because air conditioning takes a lot of watts. Watts equals current. So you may want to do what we have done. Go find a used air conditioner. That's a window unit that you can fabricate some way of sticking that darn thing in a window and run it on a generator if you have to. Because there's some places in the country that are just so hot you won't be able to live there. And if there's a panic to get out of Dodge because the grid quits, are you going to be able to get out of Dodge? And does the gas station along the way have a generator if they have no electricity? It can be a mad dash for the exits, which would be like the interstates and the roads out of town. So keep your tank topped off and consider looking into an air conditioning unit, a window unit, an older one, not one of these cheap new Chi-Com ones that will only last a couple years. Get one that you think will last a lot longer and prepare to have a generator sized properly to operate it and the fuel to run it. Gwyneth, any comments before I put Mike in Colorado on the air?
Okay. Well, around here, we typically get probably about 2 or 3 or 4 months on end where the temperature is in excess of 40 degrees Celsius every single day. And I don't have an air conditioner. And how we cope with those hot conditions is I have a mud brick house and I'm acclimatized to the hot weather, because there was a time in history when air conditioners weren't invented and people were acclimatized to the climate that they lived in. And if you do that, if you acclimatize yourself to the climate that you live in, then you will find that your body is able to cope with the temperature extremes of the place that you live in. Now, with me, if it ever got really, really cold here, I would not be able to cope because I'm not acclimatized to that. But you get people who live in New York City where it's the reverse situation, where you've got 2 or 3 months of snow every year, and they think it's great. I couldn't imagine living there. But it's very, very important to keep your body acclimatized to the climate that you live in, because there's physiological changes that happen to your body over a period of years. And I know this because I actually grew up in New Zealand, which is, you know, the maximum temperature that you'd ever get there would be 25 Celsius, okay? So to come over here, and for the very first day that I was here, it was somewhere between 32 and 35 degrees Celsius in Australia, in Melbourne, and it felt like walking into an oven on that first day. Now a 32-degree day is absolutely nothing. You know, it's just a nice, warm spring day for me. But I think that this is something that people have to take into account when their air conditioner breaks. Should they go out and buy a new one, or should they allow their body to acclimatize back to the climate that they live in and just wear more clothes or wear fewer clothes accordingly? Does that make sense? I'm just
very well said. Very, very well said. So, class, air conditioning, you know, we didn't always have air conditioning. It was invented in 1945, the window unit. The window air conditioner was invented in 1945, and it started to get more popular in the 1960s, okay, the window air conditioning unit I'm talking about. And when Gwyneth mentioned that she experienced 40-degree days, 40 degrees Celsius, just to let you know, in Fahrenheit, it's 104. Now, 104 in the sun or 104 in the shade is hot. It's really hot. And I am seeing temperatures in the 90s here right now, and we haven't really peaked. So we're looking at temperatures in the hundreds or close to it. So please be careful and consider what I mentioned about air conditioning and what Gwyneth mentioned about air conditioning. Mike in Colorado, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Gwyneth.
Sure.
For one, yeah, hydration in extreme heat is probably one of your best defenses, so is shade. You know, Colorado with the altitude, we get below zero, and it's supposed to be above 95 all week coming up this week. So stay hydrated, and shade will really go a long way.
Yeah.
That being said, I wanted to ask real quickly, both of you, about 13 to 15 years ago, I noticed humanity's awareness of the money system and the banking system kind of got to a bigger proportion than I'd ever seen. And people were starting to stack silver, buy gold, and look into cryptos when they came out. My question is, if humanity loses or pushes itself away from the grip of the big, big banks who really do run the world, isn't that part of what China's trying to do? The Chinese model of control is something the banks can get back if they implement that worldwide. And I wonder right now, with COVID, with Victoria being taken over, if maybe it's not more about financial control as opposed to political.
Gwyneth?
I would agree that it's political control that they're after, because Victoria is where Australia's postal and telecommunications systems all run out of. They all run out of Victoria. So if they've got Victoria, they've got control of the postal systems and the telecommunications. And they know it.
All right, hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back. Mike, if you'd like to hold, that'd be great.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils. Paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, economists are suggesting that in Europe, there will be a deep recession for 2020. What's a deep recession? Well, somewhere around 10% reduction in gross domestic product. That seems ridiculous to me, that they would forecast a deep recession. We're in a depression already. So, if you think about that, what is a deep recession? You know, it looks like, you know, we might have a deep recession in Europe in 2020. It's idiotic. The companies are going bankrupt. They're shutting down. Gas consumption, diesel consumption's down. Trucking's down. New trucking sales are down. New auto sales are down as much as 90% or more. Nobody's buying anything. People are broke. Food is scarce. There are supply shortages. Even in Australia right now, the Woolworths is a large food distribution company, a supermarket type operation. They are limiting how much vegetables, how much grains, how much pastas, etc., cans, jars you can buy. Same thing here in the United States, and we're learning that the economists are suggesting that we might have a deep recession. We're already in the Depression. The Civil and Revolutionary War have started, the second one, I believe, in the United States. Those are my opinions. And so what do you do? Well, make sure you have everything that you need, because I believe that it's going to be very difficult to get those things in the future. Mike, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. Everything you said was 100% accurate from my experience. Even here in the metro area of Denver, every small business restaurant that I used to frequent, a couple of them have reopened, most have shuttered. The repair shops for vacuums and washers and dryers and things like that, those are closed. And I think part of the, we've seen it coming, and you spoke of it before, when only the big corporate everything is still open, you know, corporations don't run the way people think business runs. They have a line of credit 24/7. They pay their payroll. They don't look at what they sold to see if they can pay their payroll. They just pay their payroll, and then they pay interest on their loans. That's a really important thing because a small business doesn't run that way. You own many businesses, and you know if you don't generate revenue, you don't get to pay your people. So it's a different paradigm. And we've seen that.
Mike, why do you feel that I've owned many businesses? What makes you say that?
Well, you're
I'm not saying it's not true.
Your entrepreneur spirit, plus I've listened to you for years, and I know your computer, you own a computer business. There's probably a lot more that you haven't spoke of, would be my guess.
That's true. Everything you said is true, and yes, I have owned a number of businesses. And I'm not one of these guys who can make magic happen. It's work. I mean, it's effort, it's persistence, and it's inventiveness and ingenuity that make it happen. And I haven't gotten, you know, not every time have I gotten all those ingredients in one place at the same time. So I've had, you know, I got plenty of bruises. I mean, I really do. I know lots of things, like Edison, I know lots of things that don't work. But, Mike, I wanted to ask you, from what perspective are you saying these things? What is your area of expertise, if I may ask?
You know, that's a hard one to quantify as far as an area of expertise. I'm really great with pattern recognition. It's something I've had since I was a little kid, and I can see a few things. Go ahead.
Would you say that would that be somewhat defined as the ability to estimate?
Yes.
I agree with that.
I work at a Speedway, which is in the news right now, and I don't want to get into that too much, but we hosted a 4th of July event against the wishes of the county, so now we're in court. But that day, at the end of the 11 o'clock at night, my boss said, how many people do you think we had? And I said, I bet we're probably between about 7,100 and 7,800. And it was 7,300.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have my estimations are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and see, the reason I asked that, the ability to estimate is, in my opinion, based on experience and logic. And so if you don't have experience with things, you can't estimate. And that's one of the problems that we have with our children in the educational system today. They are learning via the screen. They're not feeling and touching the reality, the real things. So they're having trouble estimating. And that's a big problem, because if you estimate, you can't run a business. It's impossible. Mike, you're certainly welcome to stay with us if you'd like. It's with the bottom.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As some are suggesting that the U.S. economy could see a second or so-called double-dip recession because of COVID-19, the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says he doubts that will happen. He told reporters at the White House this morning the U.S. is still handling the outbreak very well.
The fatality rate keeps coming down. It just keeps coming down. It just took another nosedive. last 4 or 5 days.
President Trump is expected to file paperwork before the week is over to cancel the Obama-era DACA program, which has shielded many immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children from deportation. A previous attempt by President Trump to cancel the executive order was shot down by the Supreme Court on procedural grounds. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization. The president announcing in May that the U.S. was going to terminate its partnership. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Just getting word that the U.S. Supreme Court is backing a Trump administration plan to help companies deny giving their workers free birth control. The 7-2 ruling means up to 126,000 women in the country could lose their birth control coverage. The court ruled publicly traded companies and large universities can claim a religious objection to providing such coverage, and even those without a moral objection are now exempt from the requirement. The ruling does help President Trump deliver on a campaign promise to roll back coverage provided in Obamacare. The mayor of Phoenix, Arizona, Kate Gallego, says more testing resources are needed in Arizona's capital city. She said this morning on MSNBC, anybody who needs a test should be able to get one. The state reported 3,600 new cases yesterday and a single-day record of 117 fatalities because of the virus. The two of the nation's top schools, I should say, are suing the Trump administration over its rule that would block international students from remaining in the U.S. if their schools are only offering online courses. Harvard and MIT are asking a federal court to block the rule announced by Trump officials this week. And Jude Law will play a Disney villain in his next role. The actor signing on for a live-action film of Peter Pan and Wendy as Captain Hook. He's been cast, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Turn it. Today's hot.
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Mike is in Colorado, and I'm fascinated with something that Mike said. And I just have to ask this question. Mike, I believe that you said that you work for Speedway. Now, I assume that's the Speedway fuel and convenience stores. Is that what we're talking about?
No, I'm sorry. It's a Speedway drag strip. A big arena venue.
Okay.
Not arena venue, outdoor venue.
Okay. Okay, I've been to several of them in the East Coast. I used to race at one of the largest in the country, at least at the time, and I raced my AMX and my Lotus Europa until they kicked me out for racing an English sports car in the U.S. Hot Rod Association. They said I could not compete because my car, because my car, when you turned it upside down, it says made in England. absolutely true. Absolutely true. I had a question for Mike as well. Just one more question. Mike, I believe you mentioned that you've listened to us for years. What would you say specifically of me? I don't want to put anybody else on the spot. But in terms of accuracy of things I have said over the years, would you find that they are accurate, less than accurate, not accurate at all? What would you say?
I would say more accurate than not by a strong percentage. I first started listening to you because of a connection to a different network years ago. But then I understood from where you were coming, and anytime you mentioned, like, I bought those Bofang radios, pardon me, and everything you said about it was 100% true. You didn't oversell it. You didn't undersell it. You weren't making money for it, so you weren't really selling it. You were just commenting on the value you can get from a shortwave radio that's portable. Mm-hmm. And I followed, you know, not medical advice that I hear, but medical thinking about natural herbs and, you know, some different things. And so far, you've yet to steer me wrong, sir. And I take responsibility for that. I don't think you put it on anybody.
I really appreciate that. I appreciate that. And when I talk about a product, like, for example, Gwyneth mentioned The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And I know I've got a copy. We've got thousands of volumes, and unfortunately we haven't unpacked all the boxes in 15 years. So I don't know where it is. So I was able to find another copy very inexpensively, and I bought it, you know, while we're on the air. The Art of War by Sun Tzu. I bought it right on the Internet, and it was very inexpensive. It was less than $10 for hardback, and I prefer hardbacks. So I did that because I want to read it again. And when it comes to the Bofang radios, I really liked them. Now, you know, they're kind of cheesy in some respects. They've gotten better. The volume controls wear out, so I bought some replacement volume controls for the old ones. But the newer ones have a better antenna, and they travel farther. So for our farm, if I want to talk to somebody in our farm and I want to buy a radio that is not Asian, I'm out of luck. There's nothing I can buy to communicate with that's portable that is not made in China. Nothing. So I'm stuck. So I had to buy Bofang radios. And, you know, I think I paid about maybe five of them for $130, something like that. And they go for a couple miles. And they really work well. So when I recommend something, it's not because Bofang or some other company is paying me. Nobody pays me to do anything. It's only because I want to, only because I've researched the product, only because I think it's a good value. Just like when I talked about air conditioners today, window air conditioners. I'm not being compensated by anybody. I'm not being compensated by Guns 80. They're going to be on tomorrow. But I think it's something that we should know about. And by the way, class, USA Prepares has no income. Okay, there's nothing that you can do. There's no donate button. There's nothing you can do to enrich me. It's impossible. Because I don't have a mechanism for it, nor would I accept it. And by the way, people have asked me, hey, will you take a donation? I've had people call me. They've somehow figured out how to contact me. And they say they want to give me money. And I say, no, it can't be done. How can I do it? You can't do it. You can't do it.
Well, that's admirable.
Any other comments, Mike?
You know, thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you guys.
Okay, thank you. I only do this because I want to. I only do it because I want to. It's not ego. It's I feel the necessity to educate people for things I think they might want to know about, if they want to know about them. If they don't want to know about them, I don't want to force anybody to do anything. But if you're interested in some things that I've learned the hard way through bruises and, you know, hitting my thumb with a hammer kind of things, I'll be glad to share them. And that's what we do. Mike, I really appreciate your call. And if I ever get my AMX back together, which I still have, my AMX 1968 394 speed, I'd love to take it out on the track.
That'd be great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Do they still race?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. They still race AMXs? I think we just lost Mike. Okay. Gwyneth, the Queen. What's up with the Queen? Does she or doesn't she have coronavirus, COVID-19? What do you think?
Information regarding that topic in the press is more or less shut down, but I think she either had it or she has got it, or she's recovering from it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think that there was something that was released in the woman's magazine-type media a few months ago about her having the coronavirus and, you know, feeling quite ill, wanting to sort of wind back her public work. And, you know, I would say that she probably... I heard a rumour that she and Prince Charles went and met with a member of the European royalty back over last Christmas/New Year's, and that they contracted it at that time. And that would be quite concerning if that's true, because we are now 6 months after that time and she's still not in the limelight. She's still not really doing too many public events. So that would indicate that she's probably not really well. And, you know, I think that Charles is also not very well. And, you know, I would like to remind the class that a number of years ago I had a dream where Princess Diana came to visit me in the dream, and she said that the Queen is old and ill and Wills needs to prepare himself to be the King. And... the message that I got was that Charles would never sit on the throne. And that was the message that I got in the dream. And, yeah, and I saw her and I saw somebody with her as well. It seemed to be a one of her servants who was, you know, I was in a building and I went up an elevator and a servant met me and escorted me to meet Princess Diana, and I met Princess Diana in a library in this dream, and the servant was standing by. And I think that the servant was the man who died with her. There was one of her servants actually died with her, one of her bodyguards or something. I think it was the driver, maybe. Anyway, like I say, I think that she's really, really not well. And I think that before long that we will be looking at having a new king, and I don't think that that king is going to be Prince Charles. I think that it's going to be Prince William. It's going to be King William. I think it'll be William II. I think there's only ever been one other English king called William, and that was William the Conqueror. So, yeah, normally, you don't say you know, William the First or William the Second or anything, because there's only been one, and that was William the Conqueror. So that would make King William the Second. So I think that that's what's happened. She's never going to recover fully now, because she is a very old lady. She was born in 1926, if my memory serves me correctly. Yeah, I think that she was born... You would be able to check that fairly easily with the internet. But if she was born in 1926, that would make her... 4 years old? That's quite an age.
And during World War II, she wanted to know how things worked And she learned how to drive a tank.
Yeah.
And
she learned and how to shoot a carbine.
Mm-hmm.
So if she ever got into trouble, then she would be able to defend herself.
Yeah, she was born in...
Yeah.
You're right. She was born in 1926, and she's 94.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that because it was the same year that my grandparents emigrated to Australia. And my grandmother was actually, you know, quite good friends with the Queen Mother back in England, because this was another topic that we were going to get onto today, was the topic of the Blue Bloods. You know, my grandmother was quite good friends with the Queen Mother before she was the Queen Mother, and she was asked to be the royal nanny. She had to politely decline because she had recently married and they had decided to emigrate to Australia. And because of that, my cousin of my grandmother became the royal nanny instead, and that was Nanny Crawfey, was a cousin of my grandmother. So that Nanny Crawfey became quite famous a number of years ago because she wrote an unauthorized biography I'm working in the royal household, which did not go down well with Her Majesty. And but anyway, like I say, that was I remember that it was 1926 because of that little historical factoid that you know, that
my grandmother
had.
Do you have any historical factoids that about royalty that maybe most people don't know about? Maybe some unauthorized royal factoids that you can share?
I don't know. I know about Henry VIII.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll tell you, hold that thought. And I'll give you some statistics about the corona panic when we come back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a couple quick thoughts. You know, there's some quotes by the President of the United States. And one of them, he said, quote, and again, we've had tremendous success beyond what people would have thought, end quote. He's talking about the coronavirus. Well, here are the numbers. And I've heard the stories that the numbers are too high, the numbers are too low, they're counting people that are, you know, died of other causes, they're attributing everything they can to the coronavirus as a reason for death. And I've also heard and read that the numbers are underreported because the hospitals don't want to say how miserably they're failing. So what's the truth? I don't know. But here are the reported numbers. So we're having tremendous success with dealing with the coronavirus, according to the president, and over 3 million people have been infected. 134,140 have died. As of midnight last night, 17,419 new cases in the United States. So if that's tremendous success, I'd hate to see what failure looks like. Can you imagine that? So please, class, be careful. And I know there are talk radio shows. I've actually spent a little bit of time listening to them, and I just can't believe what I'm hearing. That this is fake, this is fraud, and to use their terms, this is BS. I can't believe it. Now, I do believe it's being used as the reason to lock us down, the reason to shut down American businesses, the reason to enhance the wealth of the already filthy rich, with an underscore on the word filthy. Gwyneth, are there any royal secrets that you think you could share with us that people might not have heard about?
Okay. I would like to, talk about, Henry VIII, because this is where a lot of the modern royalty traditions came from, was Henry VIII. He was bombastic, okay? And I believe that he is being reincarnated back into the royal family, and that in his present incarnation that he is Prince Harry. Because if you look at a photo of Prince Harry and you compare it to a painting of Henry VIII, then you're pretty well, you're just about looking at the same guy. Okay, the family resemblance between these two people is absolutely extraordinary, but it's more than a family resemblance. I believe that this man reincarnated back into the royal family, and I think that he's a bit hacked off that he realizes now that he will probably never be the king, you know, because once upon a time he was second in line to the throne, or third in line to the throne, rather. And now, with every child that Wills and Kate are having, he's pushed one more line back in the line. You know what I mean? And I think that there is a little bit of bitterness developing there. And I think that Meghan Markle is the reincarnation of Anne of Cleves, which was Henry VIII's wife. Because, you know, you look at Anne of Cleves, and you look at Meghan Markle, you look at the two of them together, and this is how you judge about reincarnation. You have to look at the person as a whole being. You look at the people around them, and it's very common for souls to reincarnate into groups, okay? And that can include friends, and it can include enemies as well. And I know myself that I've, you know, reincarnated back into this body on this earth, the reincarnation of George Wilson, and my husband was the reincarnation of Bartholomew Roberts, and the man who killed him, Bartholomew Roberts, was Shalona Ogle, and I believe that Shalona Ogle has also been reincarnated as Melbourne gangster Mick Gatto, because Mick Gatto tried to murder my husband by shooting him in... attempting to shoot him in the throat with a shotgun. And that is, you know, so close. It's like karma happening. This is how it happens, and I believe this is happening with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, that they are playing out their karma of Henry VIII and Anne of Cleves. And in the end, Henry VIII grew to be about 400 pounds, okay? And when he had his armor on, he was almost 550 pounds. They had to get a crane to get him to get on horseback when he wanted to go for a horse ride. And he loved to go horse riding. And, you know, it's the thing is, he would break the backs of his horses sometimes in a matter of hours. And in the end, he couldn't make any decisions on his own. Every decision that Henry VIII had to make, he made it by consulting with Anne of Cleves. And that's exactly what Prince Harry's doing in this life. And I think that they need to, you know, sort of be aware of what's going on. And
if you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.